We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this Way of Truth broadcast with you today. We're thankful that you are tuned our way, and we're trusting the Lord will make it a real blessing to you. The service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. Brother Ralph Craig is opening our song service, singing for us, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow.
I don't know about tomorrow, I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining, there no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow, it may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he holds my hand.
Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful that we do know that you see and understand all things, and we know that you are a gracious and a loving Heavenly Father who watches over your children. We know that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. So we give you thanks and we give you praise. Thank you for your righteous and holy self. Thank you for the gift of your dear Son. Thankful for the gift of salvation through him. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. And may the Holy Spirit use it to make it a blessing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, heart. And I want to start with a question. Is thy heart right with God? Our literal heart, on average, beats 72 times per minute. For a person who lives for 66 years, that means his heart beats 2.5 billion times. For women, the heart weighs 9 to 11 ounces. For men, it's 11 or 12 ounces. It has four chambers, two for receiving and two for discharging. The word heart is used in Scripture as the seat of life or strength. Hence, it means mind, soul, spirit, or one's entire emotional nature and understanding. Let us look at some scriptures and see what the Bible has to say about the heart. And we will start with Jeremiah's description of a sinful heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17 and 9. And that tells us why we have some of the following hearts. First of all, a stony heart. Ezekiel 11 and 19. A condemned heart, 1 Samuel 24 and 5. And that was David. He had cut off a part of Saul's garment while he was lying there asleep, and it condemned him. So he had a condemned heart. That sorrow of heart for wrongdoing, Leviticus 26, 16. But this people have a revolting and a rebellious heart, Jeremiah 5 and 23. David's wife, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. David was leaping and praising the Lord while they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant into the city of David, or Jerusalem, in other words. So David was rejoicing, but her heart despised him. Uttering from the heart words of falsehood, Isaiah 59:13, because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, Ezekiel 13. Now, we need to remember that God sees the heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings, Jeremiah 17:10. In 1 Samuel 16:7, we read, the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the heart, or the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Now, the Lord said this to Samuel because he had been sent to Bethlehem to anoint a person who was to succeed Saul as king of Israel. And the first son of Jesse was brought before Samuel. He was a nice-looking man, strong and healthy. And Samuel said, surely that's the one. But the Lord said, no, that's not the one. The Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7, I say. And finally they came to the last son of Jesse's, who was David. And the Lord said, he is the man, for I find him as one who is after mine own heart. And so David was anointed there to become king over Israel. Now, a sinful man needs a heart. He needs a new heart. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. So we read in Ezekiel 36:26, I will give them an heart to know me. I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Jeremiah 24:7. Now with a new heart, we will love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. A lawyer came to Jesus asking about what was the great commandment, and Jesus told him, the first and great commandment is, there is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. Matthew 22:37. Serve the Lord willingly. Yes, if we're going to serve the Lord, we must do so willingly. God does not coerce anyone. He does not force anyone to serve him. He gives us the responsibility of choosing. And so we are to serve the Lord willingly. Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart. So we read in Exodus 35 in the first part of verse 5. Fear God and keep his commandments. Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. So we read in Deuteronomy 5:29. We need to guard this heart and make sure that it is set on the things of God. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. There are many evils in the world and many ways that Satan would like to come and defile our hearts. And sin does indeed defile the heart. It gives that stony heart that I read about a few moments ago. But God, in His love, in giving His only begotten Son, and Him giving His life, made it possible for us to get rid of that heart of stone and have a heart of flesh. And we need to guard our heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. Matthew 12:35. Jesus taught us in the word, in a parable, that a good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth corrupt fruit. And of course, Jesus in reality there is speaking about a good heart and a bad heart. A good heart bringeth forth good fruit, but a sinful heart, a wicked heart, bringeth forth evil fruit. So we need to guard our heart and make sure that we do not allow Satan to plant evil there. But we should seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, for if we will do so, we shall be filled. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's a part of the Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew 6:21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on this earth, where moth does corrupt and thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth does not corrupt and where thieves cannot break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of the Father. So we need to guard our new heart whenever the Lord saves us and gives us that new heart. And we need to guard against losing this new heart. Yes, it is possible to lose our heart, our good heart, our clean heart, our pure heart. So let us guard against losing this new heart that the Lord does give us. We are not to love the world. We're not to set our affection on the things of the world. But we are to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away with the affections and lusts thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Lord shall abide forever. So make sure that your heart is not set on the world, but set on the things which are above. And, beloved, we need to guard our hearts. Again, Satan is walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He would appear even as an angel of light, to deceive the very elect if possible. So let us guard against losing that new heart that the Lord gives us. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart, to make in the house of the Lord, and in his own house. He purposely effected it. 2 Chronicles 7:11. It came into Solomon's heart to do these things. Let me read that again. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord, and in his own house he purposely effected it. But how sad it is that Solomon did not guard that clean and pure heart. In his later years, as you know from reading the scriptures, his heart was turned away from the true and the living God, and he was led astray by those strange wives that he lived, who he brought from heathen lands, and they brought their gods with them. And Solomon turned away from the true and the living God and began to worship those idols with those heathen women. So Solomon did not maintain, he did not guard, he did not protect that heart that he had in his younger days. And he turned his heart away from God, and we have no record in the scriptures that he ever returned to God. It came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. So we read in 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 4, 5, and 6. One of these days, this heart is going to stop beating. Yes, it may beat 2.5 billion times or even more, but it will stop one of these days, for we are told in the book of Hebrews, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this cometh the judgment. So, one of these days, yes, one of these days, and we don't have to be old for it to stop. We hear about many young people dying. So one of these days, this heart is going to stop beating. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Again, as I started out this message, is thy heart right with God? If your heart is not right with God, it can be. If you will turn from your evil ways and seek the Lord, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near, and let the wicked forsake his way, and call upon the Lord, and the Lord will hear. He'll take out that heart of stone, he'll give you a heart of flesh, and he'll give you a love for God and for the things of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these scriptures and these thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Blessed be the Father.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. Trust it has been a blessing. We would invite you to write us and let us know if it has. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Or you may email us, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And we also invite you to visit our webpage, where you can find a number of our broadcasts and also our monthly magazine. And you can join us in our services. Our services are broadcast live over the Internet, with Sunday morning service beginning at 20 minutes before 11, the evening service at 6, and our Wednesday evening service at 7. And we invite you to be with us in any of these services. Our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin and Craig inviting you to be with us on our next broadcast.
Whosoever heareth shall shout the